We are studying the article Exile and Redemption. It is in Kabbalah for the Student on page 66. We're on the title, The Difference Between a Secular Ideal and a Religious Ideal. You can come into kab.tv and send us questions. A chosen question about the topic of the lesson will be aired during the lesson. We're on page 66, Kabbalah for the Student, and The Difference Between a Secular Ideal and a Religious Ideal. A secular ideal stems from humanness and hence cannot raise itself above humanness. But a religious idea, which stems from the Creator, can raise itself above humanity. This is because the basis for a secular ideal is equalization, and the price of glorifying man, and he acts to boast in the eyes of people. And although one is sometimes disgraced in the eyes of one's contemporaries, one still relies on other generations, and it is still a precious thing for him, like a gem that fuels its owner, although no one knows of it or cherishes it.
That's the problem that we're in, really in, how do I say this, we're in handcuffs. We're in a web that closes around us and ties us up and gives us all of our values, that we are obligated to get dressed and work and behave and hold ourselves and think of everything, and we have nothing from our own. Everything is what society has pumped us up in, and also in our thought and in our actions, and it's working on us right now, even in ways that we can't even check it or even build any kind of protective mechanism around the desires of the society around us. And man doesn't even know who he is. There's some system that was planned and fulfilled with things that have nothing to do with him in this system. And he can't do anything against it. He can't get rid of it, can't take it out of himself. Can't. I grew up and received from the environment all kinds of things that I would be happy to get rid of them. But also, what is happily? Because, in order to get rid of it, they gave it to me. Anyway, so many layers of I'm just full of thoughts and desires that aren't mine. And me, as myself, I don't even exist. Just that one little point in the heart, if we start feeling it, giving us an opportunity to start, even though all of the man in me that isn't independent but made from the environment, in that man I can start building something that doesn't depend on anyone in this world, only in a different, in my own world. In this world, I'm done. I will never have a mind or feelings that are my own. And they were predefined not to be mine. Because everything that's inside me, I received from others, from the world. And that whole monkey, which is me, that this is how I grew, a new form can come, a form of Adam, the one who resembles the Creator. If a point in the heart is revealed in me, and I can develop it by my own efforts in a special environment, I build a world inside of a world. In this world we have, I build this bubble, and in that bubble I develop in a free way. But that's just only if I use that freedom. Freedom of choice. Again, I have to bend down in front of somebody, but I bend down according to my decisions. I bow down towards a new society with their new special values. Only like that. Otherwise, there is nothing in me which is mine. And we can see it. The state I'm in, under the influence of the environment, the general environment, is called exile. The state where I put myself under the influence of that special society, those are efforts to get out of the exile, and they even become redemption. I leave the influence of the egoistic environment. That is how we have to see those different states. What does it mean that we say that Israel went into exile? They have went under the influence of the general society of the world. Started getting the customs of the goyim, the nations, instead of love thy friend as thyself, they have what's in all the nations. What does that mean? To try and get out of the exile? To build an environment that their values are bestowing in love. That can happen with the integral education or through studying the wisdom of Kabbalah. Doesn't matter. The means are the same means. An environment which their values are unity. Yes, Gershon.
You gave in one of the previous lessons an example of a person that was under the influence of the environment for 15 years, and sadly he did all that was demanded, but it didn't operate upon him.
He wasn't under the influence of the environment.
What is to put myself under the influence of the
environment? He didn't do it. He was, on the contrary, even in a very demonstrative way, he did the exact opposite. He didn't want to be together with everybody. He didn't want to get under our influence. He didn't give his sons to the correct education. He didn't leave the place he lived from the other environment. He felt himself belonging to a different environment. And then according to that, we saw the result. There's nothing you can do. That's natural. That's what happened. I didn't expect anything else. But for years, you know, man is there. You can do... Again, it's like I don't give him an opportunity to be in his own freedom of choice. But he kept slicing himself away from the freedom of choice. He never surrendered to the influence of our environment. And that's why. Yes.
So how can a person...
So it doesn't have to be 15 years. It can be 115 years.
It's very scary.
What do you mean scary? We're like that for 2,000 years already. Yeah, it's scary, right? So what are you going to do? But he didn't want to do it on purpose. He didn't want it. Somebody that's here and is participating, even if he has no choice, he gets into dissemination and all kinds of actions. He is participating, and he's slowly... I'll tell you what. We're in a very special state called this world. What can we do in this world? So we say, first of all, you have to do with your hands and feet and legs what everybody's doing. In our society, everybody does what? We move from one place where we all live to a different place. So I'm going to do it with everybody else, right? We used to live in one place and we all moved to a new place. He didn't move. We gave all of our sons, our children, to a special education. He didn't do it. We go and unite and do all kinds of physical, I'm talking physical actions. He didn't show up. And if he did show up, he wasn't really there. He didn't want to do it. He kept rejecting everything we did. And he showed it that his way, and he did it for, let's say, the last 10 years when we moved to Petah Tikva. So physically, he could have done it. I'm not talking about his soul, his desire. You want to, you don't want to, you can, you can't. Physically, there's things that you can do. So in our world, in our state, you got an opportunity to actualize these things, even if you don't want to. I can now, in my hands, take something and give it to you, even though my intention is to take everything away from you. I can do that. That is called that his speech and heart aren't equal. That's correct, but I can do it. And if I do it 100 times, after the actions, the hearts come. I will start changing towards you, because my custom becomes my second nature. But if somebody doesn't do it, there's nothing you can do about it. He stayed as he was. He even strengthens himself in his justification, because we're advancing and he isn't. So the difference between us grows. He doesn't receive any bestowal. And that's how he disconnects himself. He would still, you know, his relatives, or his mother passed away, you know. And she was also connected to us, but actually, there's nothing you can do. Oh, so his children. If the children are in a completely different education, you go with your kids. That man's heart is with his children. And if they're over there, he's there too, even if he doesn't want it. Everything works like that. That's why the difference between a secular ideal and a religious ideal is really between this world and the next world. What does it mean? A religious idea is love thy neighbor as thyself. Bestow in the love of the others. That is called religion as we learned it from Bala Sulam's article, The Essence of Religion and Its Purpose. And a secular ideal is to succeed with myself. And how do I measure that? According to the environment. What does the environment say? Physical strength, strength with money, wisdom, stature. That's how I can measure myself. That's called a secular ideal. And then we see if people want family, food, sex, money, respect. You can also take the Torah just to be wiser with it, to know everything in it and philosophize and be smart about it. That's still a secular ideal. If you aren't directed towards love thy neighbor as thyself, from the start, if you don't try to be in that, you are in the secular plane. We have to start thinking from a new way on our values. That's it. If you are proud towards the others, if you don't want to bestow and reach love to them, to be the small one between them, you are secular. That's it. And religious means we still want love. And then what does he say? That the religious ideal is to be in front of the Lord, and that way he can rise himself above humanity, because his values are higher than the rest of humanity. Yes.
A student is asking us, what avoids a person to surrender to the environment, and how can he overcome it?
Only the environment that will be stronger and greater and with better values. We're in danger now. We are starting to spread the integral education. We go to all kinds of businesses, give the lectures. We go there. We're integrated with big audiences of people, and we want to succeed there. Are we included in their ideas? Or do we bring our ideas that unity is the most important, and that the force of unity is what we want to attain? So why do we want to attain that force of unity? Here is where the big problem is. That if we solve that, we correct the world. They want the force of unity so they'll feel good in their stomach. Well, stomach, I mean all the vessels of receiving. We want the force of unity in order to pull them with us together towards the Creator. But it doesn't contradict each other. They think as much as they can think about it. Even if they think we want the force of unity to show everybody how smart we are, how successful we are, how great we are, we will do it. We'll say that in our factory or our business that we take care of, we'll do it in our factory and we'll show the neighbor factory how great we are, how successful we are. We'll show them and they'll be jealous. They'll die from jealousy. Good. That's okay. Because otherwise they can't hold on to this. We have to take that desire that wants unity and raise it up and sanctify it. That is where our work is. Their work is on the secular plane, and our work is on the religious plane. Not plane, towards the goal, towards to pull those desires. There can be other desires except for success and win and exploit and so on. Competition, we're more important, our businesses will reach a force of unity between us in our 10 more than in the other 10s. That is still the secular ideal. And if we have this competition in order to make the Creator content, that is already in Lolishma, the religious Lolishma. If you do it in order to help a different group that they'll be more successful than you, that's already Lishma. And that's how you advance. Yes.
Igor from Khedera is asking, what is free choice in a better environment in a person that all his intentions are the ability to nullify it towards the environment that he received from the Creator?
The physical environment is that's it, but you have to appreciate it, you have to integrate in it more. That is called the better environment in every day, as if it was something new. That's what they say, that every day man is a new man. Yes.
Tal from Herzliya is asking, what are the signs that I'm giving myself to the society so it will truly influence me?
What are the signs that they are really influencing me?
the signs that he feels, that what are the signs that I am giving myself to this society so that it will truly influence me? Meaning, what are the signs that he receives?
When he starts appreciating them more, loving them, seeing them as important, those are the signs. Okay, let's keep going.
And so it is among the nations of our exile,
meaning in the ways of bestow and love of the others.
As long as we follow the path of the Torah, we remain safe, for it is known to all the nations that we are a highly developed nation, and they wanted our cooperation. They exploit us, each according to their own selfish desires, yet we still have great power among the nations. For after all the exploitation, there still remained a handsome portion left for us, greater than for the civilians of the land.
Meaning, even if we weren't exiled, but we still kept our religious ideal, meaning love of the others and bestow, we could keep ourselves in a special way, and even though a lot of spread to the nations, and we don't mind, let them take it, and they took it to their own convenience, their own ego, but we still kept, even though there was that connection between the nations us, and they weakened us, they weakened our religious idea of love and bestow, we still kept going. But
because people rebelled against the Torah,
that there were people among us that have completely went out of the religious value and ideal,
in their aspiration to execute their selfish ploys,
that they wanted to start working for their ego,
they lost life's purpose, meaning the work of God,
love and bestow.
And because the sublime goal was swapped for selfish goals of life's pleasures, anyone who's attained fortune raised his own goal with glory and beauty. And where the religious man scattered his monetary surplus on charity, good deeds, building seminaries, and other such collective needs, the selfish ones scattered their surplus on the joys of life, food and drink, clothing and jewels, and equalized with the prominent in every nation.
Meaning, that they learned so much from their neighbors that they even succeeded more than them. That they have replaced the religious ideal of love and bestow to the others to the secular ideal of money, power, knowledge, even science, and so on and so on. Everything just from the food, family, sex, money, respect, and knowledge, instead of making the Creator content through the love of the others. Yes.
When we go out to the public and we do dissemination, what's more important to us? The result or the way, the path?
I don't really understand the question. To us, the important thing is that all of humanity will know that their salvation and everything, it doesn't matter what trouble they're talking about, the salvation is in unity. That's it. That is the thing. The fact that he will want to be united with the others, or connected, that's the main thing. It is worth it for us to connect, so we will be healthier, let's say. Just something, you know, that doesn't really have to do with one another. So they want it to be healthier. Or it is worth it for us to connect in order to save on electricity, let's say in our factory, right? In some way. So they have a financial purpose. They can save more. We, and I'm saying it again, we're taking their force of unity and rising it up to the values, our religious values, that I mean love and bestow. If people unite between them, they start feeling an addition of powers, security, confidence, warmth, mutual support, even that they are in a completely secular ideal of saving money. Even more than that, that they want to save money in order to later on, you know, go and have a beastly life. They still will feel the spiritual power in it. So, the Moshav Leitzim and all those depictions. So we can take those forces that they are stabilizing and sanctify them.
I'm asking about us, not about them for a moment. I am before the public, and I can be with my couple, because we usually go in twos.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm saying if we go to factories, you are going with somebody, let's say a workplace has invited you. What next?
Now, I'm with my partner in this factory, and I'm doing the course for Integral Education. I can now come and I say, I, and even convince them somehow. Or I can work with my partner in cooperation.
I don't understand what you're saying, really. Partner, cooperation, what? How are you getting confused between work and family? And
My partner in the course, with my partner.
Oh, your partner in the course. Okay, so you go with your friend to pass on an integral education course, yeah.
No, both of us are there. What is more important? For the connection to be between us, or for us to succeed somehow?
Can't be one without the other. Oh, look how you're confusing us instead of saying one sentence. Can't be one without the other. If you won't have a connection between you, how are you going to make a connection in the audience? Let's keep going. By these, because of the people rebelled against the Torah, their aspiration to execute the selfish ploys of life's purpose, meaning the work of God, and because the sublime goal was swapped with selfish goals of life's pleasures, anyone who attained fortune raised his own goal with glory and beauty. And where the religious man scattered his monetary surplus, and you know that's what he said, and told everybody, look how successful I am. And on the place where religious man scatters monetary surplus on charity, good deeds, places where people can connect and settle together in brotherly love, the selfish needs once scattered their surplus, as opposed to that, and scattered their surplus on the joys of life, food and drink, clothing and jewels, and equaled with the prominent in every nation. Meaning that they have learned so much that they were successful in the others. By these words, I only mean to show you, read, I can't. That the Torah,
by these words, I only mean to show that the Torah and the natural law of development go hand in hand in wondrous unity, even with blind faith. Thus, the bad incidences in the exile, which we have much to tell of from the days of our exile, were all because we embezzled the Torah, and if we kept the commandments of the Torah, no harm would come to us. Meaning, if we were kept in the Torah and Mitzvot, meaning in love thy friend as thyself, which is the big rule in the Torah, if we were kept in this, and we would see that all our correction comes from in order to receive and in order to bestow, then we would definitely not enter all these problems that are in exile. That's on one hand. On the other hand, we need to understand that exile is a necessary thing, and we need to feel it and to be in it truly invested for some time. There were, whoever read some of the books of the Hasidism, there were people in Eastern Europe, these are people that 200-300 years ago it was customary to go out to exile, as they said, meaning you go out of the home. Yes, the Kabbalist would leave his home and go, it doesn't even matter to where, and just walk around between the people and receives all kinds of problems and sufferings and blows and whatnot, and enters such states that he truly feels himself that he is kind of rubbing really good between all the haters. Because in this, there is a matter of hastening the exile until it will end much quicker. And this is what they did. Truly, not for themselves, but truly in order to bestow. They did such things that we can't even contemplate what dangers, what states they entered themselves into. On one hand. On the other hand, they felt that these things are necessary, that they had to go through these, so that they will truly have the force to appeal to the Creator. But between me and myself, certainly we would keep, if you could say theoretically, of course we're talking about the desirable and the existing. If we were to keep it and not receiving the mannerisms of the neighbors, then we wouldn't include between them and in the exile, and towards us no bad would be revealed. That actually, all the things, all the bad things that are revealed are those burdening of the heart that we managed to invert into an ascent, or didn't manage to bring them into an ascent, and therefore those burdening of hearts caused us descent. Is it clear? Questions.
What is it for us to be proud of the beauty of life and forget the goal that for it that we're working?
For each person, it's in his own, you know, however he falls. What does it mean to be impressed for the joy of life? I don't know what you think. What is a corporeal ideal for you?
Well, he says it here, to be proud in front of other people.
Yes? Well, how do you want to be standing out in the eyes of the other people?
In everything.
Are you willing to do actions that would degrade you, but in such a way you would get closer to bestowal in love?
No.
Well, let's say there's someone that disparages you and repels you and doesn't want you and can't stand you and you can't stand him and you disregard him and so on. And you take some gift and you come to him. As it's clear to you that you're going to get rejection and repelling disgust and dissent on the spot. This is called that we're doing correction. Okay? Good. Yes.
Rav, you were saying that at one point a force comes to somebody that he can turn to the Creator.
Well,
and once that awakens with us and their work and society, well, what do we do?
What does it mean, what do we have to do?
I feel I need it, I don't know what it is exactly, what do I have to do?
The moment you feel that you have no choice, you must turn to the Creator in order to solve the problem,
yeah.
A certain specific problem. So what's the question? First of all, tell him thank you for giving you such a deficiency, for entering you into such a problem that you need him, that at last you have an opportunity to turn to him. And then all of a sudden you feel that this state is not bad, it's an excellent state. Then maybe your beast is suffering right now, but you're now connected to him, to the Creator, meaning you thank him, yes? So it's already not a problem. It's already not a disaster, because you turn to him, you attained connection with him, so say thank you, and continue. You'll get a bigger problem.
Yeah, but it's important for me to know that in this process, am I helping our environment or...
That's not important. I'm contributing or not to the society. Don't get confused. You have a small thing, work in the spot. Work in this narrow thing. I now connected with the Creator. And with what? By him bringing me all kinds of disturbances. So the moment I turn to him, my disturbances are mitigated. I don't care about anything else. And all I care about is to keep in contact with him, in connection with him. How will I keep this connection with him? After all, if this will not be renewed, and these sufferings will not be renewed, in a moment I'll forget about him. So I need what? For him to add to me disturbances all the time. So it will be more and more and more, meaning I start being concerned, how will I be in a state that he is constantly directing in force to be in contact with the Creator. So I need constantly to have before me Pharaoh, because then the Creator will be next to me. So I need to constantly say to Pharaoh, don't run away, because if you'll leave me, also the Creator will leave me. So what should I do? As much as I will feel the evil inclination in such a way, I'll have connection with the Creator. As much as I don't feel the evil Pharaoh, I won't have contact with the Creator. I see that I am truly in a state that I need Pharaoh. I need him all the time next to me. How to make it as such that I will see inside this Pharaoh the help against him of the Creator, which is working with him in a truly partnership.
How?
That's how we need to see it. This is called that you invert the bad into good. Then there's no bad. I discover in all these truly negative things, I discover in them only positive, only love. Because if I buy something, get closer to the Creator, that's already good. That's it.
No.
Well,
and that in general, that's the main work of man? Is that what you're directing us lately? All of these?
Also that. Well, you want me to already tell you about everything? Yes, and that's it. No, there'll be something else. Yes, Eli.
How can we deal with success when we're successful in front of the others and there aren't failures yet? When we're giving courses and going out, we're not ashamed of everything. I'm kind of scared of that situation right now. How do I not fall into the state that Bala Sulam is talking about? Because it's probably not something simple. Also, it's people that wanted to get the spirituality and the klipa grabbed them.
On one hand, and his heart was heightened in the path of the Creator. On the other hand, we need it because we grow only from positive impressions. From negative, we never grow. We only grow from happiness. Joy brings health, strength, advancement, everything. So, therefore, we must work in happiness, work the Lord in joy. The matter that you're talking about, you need to only be careful from pride, that's all. We have to be careful just from being in that. So, therefore, we need to be policemen and guards on each other and to understand how much we need to be satisfied from ourselves, proud of ourselves, even in a raw way, just so we can have the fuel to continue. In our state, as we go and succeed in all kinds of factories and their places, as we come to prisons and schools and so on, in our work, we have no problem. We will succeed. In our contact with the Creator, here I will make sure that it will be carried out. And our work especially is to constantly maintain and keep the fact that you will invert all your corporeal achievements to the spiritual intention. That's what I work in. And we will work together in this. But you will continue for the time being in speed and inertia. We need to do groups, trainings, tens, all kinds of in all kinds of places wherever we can, and to succeed. And to succeed. To succeed means to show people that with unity we find the remedy to all problems, to any problem that might be. And this is how we need to approach. The moment you see that people understood that, we need to bring them for sure to some workshop. You can talk to him even for an hour in some place. You will not convince him. He'll say to you, yes, yes, it's nice and good, but he needs to be impressed, to feel an excitement, to feel, to have a feeling, to taste it, that all of a sudden there's a connection and it's a pleasant state, and it gives something, it gives some kind of breakthrough. Therefore, all those people that you talk to in all kinds of places, and if you come to a workplace or to some factory and there you're doing a course and a workshop, that's okay. But how do you do it if you just talk to a lot of people? Here, we're lacking some demonstration that from connections something grows, some general agreement that, and through this agreement we can change the environment, the education for children, all kinds of things. It's still lacking. Meaning it's missing in action, such an action. If you could do training, let's say workshops, whatever you want to call it, doesn't matter how you call it, with all those people that you are in contact with and show them in actuality that in connection there is a force, meaning in what are you telling them that, guys, we can come out of the crisis? With what? With that force that I'm going to show you now that where it's buried and it's concealed between us. Let's bring it out a little bit. Let's reveal it a little bit. Let's sit down. Let's start to kind of unite under these laws and talk between us for half an hour, 45 minutes. And at the end of it, you say, did you feel? Look at the face you have right now and how it was before. What thoughts you have and what thoughts you had before. What mood you have and so on and so forth. Meaning you're showing them where you're going to get the force to succeed in the missions that you're telling them. that we will have health and security, children and education, and so on. And there will be no problems in families, let's say. You need to show it to them a little physically. This is what's lacking. This is what you're missing. I don't know how to do this, but we need to discuss this. If you will do it, the people will already join. What is it called? Where will they join, Owen? To? How is it called? To? Not the idea, but to? To the religious values. How did he call it? To the ideal, to the religious ideal.
Yes. Yaakov from Germany is asking, how can we awaken the importance of the convention in Scandinavia as an action that will make the Creator content?
The convention in Scandinavia, around September 1st. I invite to it whoever can come, especially our friends from Europe, from the Baltics, from Scandinavia, of course, from all over Europe, and also from Russia. You can register, please register, and please register for the accommodations in the same place where the convention will be. Now we're seeing the slide. You can see it there. It's really worthwhile. The convention will be in the Russian language, and we will scrutinize their very important principles and what we attained after the St. Petersburg convention until this point, until September 1st, meaning a very important stage. The convention after that will be a convention in February in Israel. So these periods are very intensive periods, and therefore already a lot of time has passed, and there are many additions that we can talk about in the convention. So I really recommend to come to it. The convention won't be broadcasted in Israel. I think it won't be broadcasted in Israel. Bnei Baruch Group is not participating in it. Rather, it's going to be working on its works. I want to be without you. You will not receive from there connection. That's it. Yes. No, I'm not saying that, oh, so come there. Not the reason I'm saying it there. That I do not want you there at all. I want to be there with the European Kli, the Russian Kli, and with all those that are there. Other than that, there's going to be altogether 200 places and already over 100 and something people registered. So I really think that, in essence, we don't need anyone. Only, again, Europe and Russia are invited, and I will be happy to see you. Also, it's also going to be one of the cheaper conventions, much cheaper than the convention in St. Petersburg. Yes.
You were talking about your role, how to turn all of our actions to successful spiritually.
No, that I'm flipping it, but that I'm agreeing with you that I make it happen. I won't do the work before instead in your place.
So what is our role in going from corporeality to spirituality?
To succeed in all that you are doing at the moment. And the rest will come. Don't worry. First of all, you need to have what to correct. Then we will correct it. You need to feel that you're in pride and stinky pride, and that you're ta-ta-ta-ta, and then we will correct it. You probably don't see that you're stinky enough, but then, and
convention Kulanu Yachad and Gash, we're happy to invite you for a talk with Rav Leitman, performances and food. Let's together climb to the next degree. Sunday, August 18th in Kibbutz Gash. All of the income will go towards our new home. Good day, everybody. Goodbye.
הסתיו שלך זו השלכת שלי האביב שלך זו הפריחה שבי מלחמה שלך זו מלחמה שלי השמחה שלך זה האושר שבי הלילה שלך הוא הלילה שלי ירח מלא גם לך ולי האמת שבך זו האמת שבי הלבן שלך הוא הזכות שלי כולנו יחד באותה סירה זה אני ואתה בטוב וברע רק ביחד רק ביחד נגיע כולנו יחד באותה סירה זה אני ואתה בטוב וברע רק ביחד רק ביחד נגיע השמש שלך היא האור שבי והגשם שלך זה המים שלי הבית שלך זה העוגן שלי האהבה שבך נמצאת גם בי הכאב שלך הוא הסבל שלי האושר שלך זה השמחה שבי הפחד שלך זה הרעד שבי העולם שלך הוא הכל בשבילי כולנו יחד באותה סירה זה אני ואתה בטוב